a little bit, when it cooks.
And that has a real shrill voice. Comes out,
Well, that's a deal. Is he in the water? Well, the one that cooks is a bullfrog.
Okay, the little green frog.
Well, that's a bullfrog, and he's in the water. He has green on him.
Yeah.
But now there's a tree frog. But now are you wanting all frogs in different sections of the country, or just now there is the horned frog.
Yeah.
That you find in sandy places like Arizona, okay. New Mexico.
What about the little frog that stays on land?
There, you have the little baby frogs. Now, when we were children, and there would come a hard shower of rain in the warm, let me see now, what month does it come? The spring showers. You go out, and I mean it comes down in torrents, just really big drops. You go out and you find a lot of little frogs hopping about. They used to tell us that the frogs came out of the clouds. It rained down frogs. No such thing. The water, evidently, I don't know where they came from, but they must have come up out of the ground.
Yes.
Had to.
What size were
they? Little bitsy.
About
like that. About like that.
Yes.
And they're hopping around. I've seen them.
Okay, what little brown thing, kind of like a frog that lives on the land?
That looks like a frog?
Yeah. You say frog or toad or...
A toad frog.
Okay.
Well, that's the common frog, and the toad frog, he evidently hibernates in a hole. I think he goes in a hole at night. I mean, in the winter. And I do believe when the rain comes, I believe those are the baby frogs coming up out of the ground.
Yes.
But the toad frogs, oh, he hops around. He's no trouble. And you know, snakes like to run them.
Yes. Okay, this is something you might dig up to go fishing with.
A bait worm, and then you have a grub worm. But the bait worm is a long worm. I mean, about that long.
Yeah.
And then you have a cow, a pitcher of manure, and then you shovel it up. Those things are huge. They love it. People get them to go fishing. And then you have another worm that they get off of a tree. It's a big old green worm, and you could run me into the lake with them. I'm scared to death of worms. But people get them to fish.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is kind of
horse
tail thing. It can pull its neck and legs into its tail.
Well, that's that is the terrapin.
Yeah.
And then you call it the tortoise.
These are on land?
They're the dry land terrapins.
Yes. What about the kind that gets in the water?
That's a turtle. That's what you eat. They say the meat is delicious.
Okay, this is something that you find in freshwater streams. It's got little claws like that.
A crayfish?
Okay. And this is a seafood that you get. It's white. You might have it. I don't really know how to describe it.
It's a seafood?
Yeah.
Would it be, wait a minute, I know, wait,
That's with an S. You might have it, there's a dish called this creole.
Wait a minute, I know what you're talking about. You have a shrimp.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And when it's done, it's pink. Then you have another, what you were thinking about, I was trying to think of it. You've seen the shrimp, but there's something else, crab?
Yes.
Now, it's whitish.
Okay, but if you wanted some of these, you might go in and ask for a couple of pounds
of shrimp.
Okay. And this is an insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light.
That is called a...